Good evening and welcome to Simply Folk. I'm Stephanie Elkins. Later this evening, we're going to hear from the Whiskey Farm, and I have some international dance music, a ticket giveaway, and a whole bunch of female folk artists on the playlist tonight. But first, it's been a couple of months since I've had an artist live in the studio, and tonight I am delighted to welcome a singer-songwriter and guitarist who braved the snow and the sleet and some of the ice to come and play for us. And he brought a fiddler with him as well. Mark Croft has been piling up the accolades, and they include being a top finalist in last year's Great American Song Contest, the 2011 Mountain Stage New Song Competition, and more, and also a multi-award winner for the Madison Area Music Awards, many of those over the years. And one of those best male vocalists in 2011.
Yeah.
My pleasure to have you here in the studio, Mark Croft. And he's brought a fiddler with him too, John Vriesacker. Welcome.
Thanks so much for having us.
And John, it's a return trip. He's done this gig supporting other musicians in the past.
Yep, very fun to do.
Mark, you live in Madison now. What's your background? Did you grow up in Wisconsin?
I did. I actually just grew up just up the road in Columbus, Wisconsin, so not far from Madison. I've kind of been, after I went to school here at the UW here in Madison, and I've kind of been back and forth between Columbus and Madison while I've been playing music, and just recently moved back to Monona. So we're excited to be here in town again.
And you mentioned coming into the building today that you are a comm arts major, and this is the building that
right.
The comm arts majors are in. It's Vilas Hall downtown here.
That's right, and it's been, I don't want to date myself too much, but it's been the better part of a decade since I've been here and since I graduated with the comm B. But yes, spent my last 2 years in college right here in Vilas Hall. So
you knew how to get into the building.
I did, yes. When you said the big concrete patio, I knew just what you're talking about.
Well, why don't we start with some music? What would you like to start with?
All right, we're going to start out with a tune called One Mississippi.
Selling dreams out the trunk of his car. Made the drop off from New Orleans, or he was hoping to align the stars. He said, please accept my humble invitation to become the richest city in the nation. All I need is a little down payment, yeah. Now people came running with their arms outstretched and a desperate look in their eyes. He's been selling ice to Eskimos, and he knows what it takes to keep them mesmerized. I said, coming from a man of my position, you seem to be the very definition of a lion and a cheating snake oil salesman. So I said, boy, I'm gonna count to 10. You better be out of my sight. Start heading south on 55 until you cross that county line. I said, one Mississippi, two Mississippi, three, four, five Mississippi, six, seven, eight, nine. One Mississippi, two Mississippi, three, four, five Mississippi, six, seven, eight, nine. To try to talk me down, and he said that I had it all wrong. With his gold teeth shining and a twinkle in his eyes, he said, I'm just here to help you, son. I said, yeah, you put on quite an exhibition. I can't seem to shake this premonition that you're gonna take that money and run, yeah. I said, boy, I'm gonna count to 10. You better me out of my sight. Get your butt back down to New Orleans and cross the Louisiana state line. I said, one Mississippi, two Mississippi, three, four, five Mississippi, six, seven, eight, nine. One Mississippi, two Mississippi, three, four, five Mississippi, six, seven, eight, nine. One Mississippi, two Mississippi, three, four, five Mississippi, six, seven, eight, nine. One Mississippi, two Mississippi, three, four, five Mississippi, six, seven, eight, nine. Thank you. that I was serious about my countdown. I went into my trunk and I pulled out my shotgun and drove that sucker right out of town. But when he saw me coming with the gun in my hands, I realized that he had made a mistake. Cause you should never underestimate the power of persuasion of a 12-gauge stuck in your face. When Chunk Chunk went the shotgun, Chunk Chunk went the gun. Now Chunk Chunk went the shotgun, Chunk Chunk went the gun. So for the last time I'm gonna count to 10. You better be out of my sight. These stars and bars say I'm the law. It's time for you to say goodbye. Mississippi 1, Mississippi 2, Mississippi 3, 4, 5, Mississippi 6, 7, 8, 9. 1, Mississippi 2, Mississippi 3, 4, 5, Mississippi 6, 7, 8, 9. 1, Mississippi 2, Mississippi 3, 4, 5, Mississippi 6, 7, 8, 9. 1, Mississippi 2, Mississippi 3, 4, 5, Mississippi. Mississippi 6, 7, 8, 9. 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, 3, 4, 5 Mississippi, 6, 7, 8, 9.
1 Mississippi is the name of the song. What a great hook. What a wonderful, wonderful song.
So, thank you. Yeah, who knew counting to 10 would work out so well?
Well, how long have you been writing?
I think I wrote my first few songs when I was in high school, and I was primarily a piano player until I was 18. So piano was my first instrument, and I wrote my first few instrumental pieces on the piano when I was a junior or senior in high school. So,
What kind of piano were you playing?
Oh boy, you know, I did a lot of different stuff. I had a couple of different teachers when I was starting out in third through, you know, seventh or eighth grade. I had a teacher that really kind of taught me the classics, and we did a lot of the Suzuki method, mm-hmm. which was really helpful for me. He was a great teacher, and I was his only student for 3 or 4 years, was lucky enough to have him really, you know, focus on me. And I think I, for a while, was having lessons twice a week, and until I, you know, being a seventh grader, needed a little bit of a break, but then picked it up again when I was in high school. So
yeah. Well, that's a wonderful foundation for a musical career.
It really was. Just, you know, he was my first teacher was the person who taught me how to read music and just taught me just the basic fundamentals of it, just structure, chord structure, all those things that made learning and teaching myself the guitar just that much easier. So,
when did you encounter the guitar? Did it call to you as a teenager?
Boy, that's a bad way to put it. Let's, you know, I think if you're a teenager, the guitar calls to anybody who's, you know, who's that age. But my brother had was taking guitar lessons when I was, you know, I played the piano and he was doing the guitar, and you know, some my next door neighbor and some other friends of mine were in a high school band that they had put together, a little garage band, and I joined in with them finally, playing the piano, and then started to learn a thing or two on the guitar. And it was really when I got to college that I picked up an acoustic guitar for the first time. And if I had known how much I was going to skip class and stay home and play that acoustic guitar, you know, I like to call college, you know, $20,000 worth of self-taught guitar lessons. So.
Well, you're making your career with your guitar now, so...
Yes, 8 years of doing it full-time, almost. So.
That's kind of a scary... Well, we'll talk about that in a minute. How about another song?
Okay. Sure. We'll do another tune off of my latest record. This is a song called Good Enough, and this song actually is... Well, indirectly related to how I met John Friesacker here on the violin. I had written this song with... a man named Michael Brandmeier, who's another great songwriter from here in Madison, and he and I had written another song 3 or 4 years ago, and together. And when he recorded this song, that previous song, John came in and played violin on that. When I went into the studio that day, he was there. And 3 years later, now we're playing together on a pretty regular basis. So,
yeah, I'm glad.
So this is a tune I wrote with Michael, and this is a song called "Good Enough."
Thank you.
some. Good enough ain't good enough for us. Spend old broken promises with jealousy, but we both know that complacency is ravaging my head. Oh, and it's ravaging your heart. This long, slow day is coming to an end. This long, broken heart is finally on the mend. Good enough is good enough for some. Good enough ain't good enough for us. Separate, yeah. So this is how I want to remember you, and after all that we've been through together, you and I. Oh, I still see sunlight in your eyes. This long, slow day is coming to an end. And this long, broken heart is finally on the mend. Now good enough is good enough for some. Good enough ain't good enough, ain't good enough, and good enough is good enough for some. Good enough ain't good enough for love.
Good enough is the name of the song. If you're just joining me, I'm Stephanie Elkins. You're listening to Simply Folk, and my guest is singer-songwriter and guitarist Mark Croft, and with him is fiddler John Vrisak. Or I shouldn't just say fiddler, because John is also a jazz improviser and a classical fiddler, and so many wonderful musicians in Wisconsin. Mark, we started to talk a little bit about your career before you sang that song. You took the plunge and left a day gig, and now you're doing just music.
Just music.
How's that working out?
Well, you know, I think it'll be 8 years in June. Yeah, I know. I can't believe it's been that long. And, you know, it's one of those things that has really kind of taught me to be, I don't know if brave is the word, because I'm constantly, you know, terrified. But it's one of those things that really kind of taught me some faith in the universe, or just there's been so many times where things have just found a way to work out. You know, I'm still an independent artist, and have been doing it largely by myself for a number of years. And sometimes you have to do the things that that you have to do to get by and pay the rent. But I've been really fortunate to find great musicians to work with, and some great agencies that have taken me on. And to get the chance to play music for a living, I think is a really special thing that I try not to take for granted. And I want to keep going with it for as long as I can. So
it's almost that concept of dharma. It's what you're meant to do, and what you're...
Darn it, yeah. Well, there's plenty of times I've just shaken my fist at dharma and gone, why? Come on. But on good days, I'm certainly happy to be where I am. So
yeah. Well, your music is really special. Are there certain themes that you use that come to you over and over again in your writing?
Boy, you know, when I was first writing, I've always been kind of surprised. I've never really written a love song. Maybe my wife may, whether or not that sticks in her craw a little bit.
But I seem to find the theme of home a lot, mm-hmm. Finding my way home, or just that kind of metaphor for. I'm not sure I always meant it in the literal sense, but maybe just in kind of the idea of just finding yourself, finding that place where you're grounded and rooted and following your purpose and mm-hmm. doing that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. I found that theme coming up a lot in what I do. So,
and you almost have to have that to be able to write the way you do.
Yeah, it certainly is one of those things where. I've learned about the place that I have to get into in order to write and really tap into that creative part of myself. I was actually talking with my wife about that this morning and going, oh, it's really time for me to be finding that place again and really getting back down into the work of it. Which, you know, it's a re-entering. I tend to write in like periods where I'll write a lot in a short amount of time and then I won't write for a while. And I'm finding that it's that time for me to start writing again. And it's always a little scary and it's always something that's kind of exciting too. That's where I'm finding myself now.
Well, then I think the next song that you're going to do is one that you mentioned sort of percolated for a little while. It was a couple of years in the making. Why don't you tell us about this one?
Yeah, this tune is called The Crow and the Raven, and I had this idea to do this kind of gypsy swing song. I loved those rhythms and all that sort of thing. And I found it on the guitar. This song kind of started coming to me, but it came to me in like two lines and then the guitar part. And it stayed that way for about 2 years of really going. Every once in a while, I sat down and I'll try and write The Crow and the Raven again. I know there's a crow in it and there's a raven in it. And other than that, I'm not really sure. And in the end, when I was getting ready to write for my last record for Evening Flood, I knew I wanted this song to be on there. I knew, okay, it's time to get this song written. And I can't remember where I saw it. I think I was watching, I'm a big History Channel guy, and I was watching something about the Native Americans in New Mexico and how they do this thing called the Ghost Dance. And when they do this dance, it's the intention is to ward evil spirits off and really try to rid the planet of evil, and they use the symbology of the crow and the raven as being kind of the trickster of it tricking evil into leaving. I think that's the way they used it, and I loved that idea, and I loved trying to make that work in the song. So that's kind of what I brought to it, is we're doing this dance and trying to rid the world of evil. So those are just some light topics to write about.
The Crow and the Raven.
Watching as the vulture circled in the darkened sky, and the crow said to the raven, it's obvious to me that there's trouble for as far as I can see. Mr. Crow, said the raven, I think you can double down. I place my bet that they'll forget the troubled side of town, where wickedness is spreading like a terminal disease, and it's bringing them down to their knees. Sitting on the wires, watching as we danced in circles around the fire, and the crow said to the raven, do they actually believe that a dance can rid the world of this disease? But hey, Mr. Crow, dance with
with me. We're taking a chance and you see it's all we've got. Hey, misbehaving when there's something we're saving. So we'll dance and we'll twirl and shake the evil from. Well, the dance went on for hours, and the dance went on for days. We sipped the wine and took our time, and the crow began to cave. And then the raven found the rhythm in the beating of the drums. You could see it in their eyes that they'd succumb. And now the crow said to the raven, I think we should take a spin. The music's hot and I forgot the trouble they were in. All the dancing's made me dizzy and the drinking feather-brained. And I can't believe how long we stayed away. But hey, Mr. Crow, dance with me. We're taking a chance and you'll see it's all we've got. Hey, misbehaving when there's something we're saving. So we'll dance and we'll swirl and shake the evil from this world. Dance with me. We're taking a chance and you'll see. We're giving it all we've got in this behavior when there's something we're saving. So we'll dance and we'll swirl and shake the evil from.
Crow and the Raven. And we'll be back with Mark Croft in just a moment here on Simply Folk. This is Simply Folk. I'm Stephanie Elkins with live musicians in the studio. First time this year, we have Mark Croft, singer-songwriter and guitarist, and John Vriesacker, who is a wonderful fiddler. They're both here making wonderful music for us. And Mark, I have to say, I characterized your playing as energetic, and boy, is it ever. It is. Did you always have that style? Is that something that's just come naturally?
You know, I think when I remember when I first started playing the acoustic guitar, I took to the acoustic far faster than I took to the electric guitar, but I still wanted to kind of wail. You know, like I wanted to wail like I saw people do on the electric, and on top of that, I think that's where like generally my volume comes from and wanting to try and pull that off. But I'm just a really rhythmic person. The dentist is probably unhappy with me. I walk around clicking my teeth to rhythms all day, and so that wanting to create as much rhythm and as much energy as I could when I play. It's just always kind of been a goal, and I have to remind myself sometimes, you know, write a slow song every once in a while, like chill out a little bit. And I can do it. You can probably kind of see that in the face of my guitar now.
Yes, listeners can't see it, but holy cow, it's got cracks, and your guitar has had quite a workout.
I'm working on that Willie Nelson second sound hole.
Well, that's what happens when you give it what you've got. Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's hear another song. What would you like to do next?
All right, we're gonna do a tune called "Cripple Me," and this is a song about really kind of finding the place within yourself where you. Oh, this is gonna sound. Let's try not to make it sound too trite, but stand where you stand tall with inside of yourself. I think that's what it's about.
Some color back after 6 months underwater, the bluest face I've ever seen. And I'm blue mustache, courting the preacher's youngest daughter. She finally made a man out of me. But that
quarter slice of moon has been hanging there for days. And I know you're waiting patiently to try to strip me of my faith. And straight in my high hopes just to kiss the enemy. Now I'm standing in and waiting. You ain't gonna cripple me. Back and drink that dirty water, cause I know you love that bitter taste. And it's a simple fact, that drink will make you smaller, so you can wipe that smug look off your face. Oh, one drink is too many, and 100 ain't enough to take these stones and break these bones, cause I made them out of love. Traded all my failures for one small victory. Now I'm standing here and waiting. You ain't gonna cripple me. Chest, and I know that you can hear it drumming. I can lie to myself and say that you ain't coming. So take my arms and take my legs and take my final breath. You can have anything you want, but you'll never get that quarter slice of moon that's been hanging there for days. And I know you're waiting patiently to try to strip me of my faith. Trade all my failures for one small victory. Now I'm standing here tall. You ain't gonna cripple me.
Cripple Me is the name of the song performed by Mark Croft and John Vriesacker on fiddle. We have time for one more song. And before we hear that, I think why don't we talk a little bit about your gigs. You're at Moe's Irish Pub in Wauwatosa. I think that's this Wednesday evening. Yeah. Thursday, February 7th, you have a duo show with Dan Kennedy in Mequon at the Nines at the River Club. Yeah. You're going to be in Burlington at the Coffee House at the corner of Chestnut and Pine. Is that
that's
the
Nasty?
Yep. That's Friday the 8th, Saturday the 9th, back in Madison at High Noon Saloon. Yeah. And then you've got a little tour set up down in Georgia and North Carolina. So is this something that you do on a regular basis, kind of go out and...
You know, the one thing that I wish I was able to do more was to do some more traveling, and that's... Always been the goal and trying to do more. I was actually invited to go out. This is my first time going down to
to Atlanta and North Carolina, those areas. I've been down and played in the South plenty of times before, but I was actually playing up in Minneapolis on a rooftop of this hotel downtown, and a woman came up. She said, "You know, I book a house concert in North Carolina, and you should come out there." And I said, "Well, can we do it in March? And I can skip a week of winter. That would be great." So we're gonna do that. So, and so we'll stop through Georgia and do a couple of things. So,
excellent.
Yeah.
And looks like you're in Milwaukee quite often, and all around the state. So, yeah, that's great. And for listeners, you can find that information at our website at simplyfolk.org. Scroll down a little bit. You'll see a link for the folk music calendar, and those gigs are there. And you can also find a lot of information at Mark's website. It's wonderful, markcroftmusic.com. And that's loaded with music videos and information about all of your CDs.
Yeah. I just put some new videos up the other day from our last Urban Theater performance with the full band. So that was a lot of fun. Yeah.
Great. Well, what would you like to close with, Mark?
We're going to do a tune off of my second record. And this is a tune called Drink It Dry. And I loved it. One of my favorite songs to play. So, but thank you so much for having us.
Yep, thank you.
Sky, Rolex left of my life. I find myself alone in search of rain. From this dream, I can't awake. I have taken all that I can take. So fill this bottle, Lord, 'cause I'm gonna drink it dry. But I have seen sorrows burning with desire. I chase the darkness down into the grave. From my tongue spill the lies that my lonely heart could not deny. So fill this bottle, Lord, 'cause I'm gonna drink it dry. You're a fool. You have broken this heart right in two. And from this nightmare, there is no escape. So may the distant thunder clouds crack the sky if only grace allows. Fill this bottle, Lord, 'cause I'm gonna drink and dry. Oh, no, 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 no.
Drink It Dry. What a great way to end the concert. Appreciate it very much. What a great tune.
Thank you.
Mark Croft and John Vriesacker, thank you so much for coming in and sharing your time and your talent with Simply Folk listeners. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Best of luck this year, and thank you very much also for the CDs for the library. That was
you're very welcome.
We only have one, so now we're stocked up. Well, wonderful.